Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, March 15, 2012, the Temptations join a class action lawsuit against Universal Music, seeking revenue from digital downloads and ringtones. On this day in 2006, a crew of workers with the Louisiana State Museum recover what was left of three pianos in Fats Domino's New Orleans home, which was submerged in almost 10 feet of water when Hurricane Katrina caused a levee break near his neighborhood. On this day in 1999, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducts Dusty Springfield, Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, Curtis Mayfield, Del Shannon, and producer George Martin. On this day in 1995, Madonna is signed to star as Eva Perón in the film version of the musical Evita, based on the life of Evita Duarte, a B-picture Argentina actress who eventually became the wife of Argentina president and dictator Juan Perón. Madonna will win a Golden Globe Award for Best Actress. On this day in 1983, Bonnie Tyler has a Billboard Hot 100 number one hit with Total Eclipse of the Heart, which will also top the charts in Britain, Australia, and Canada, selling over 6 million copies. On this day in 1976, Kiss released their fourth studio album, Destroyer, which will reach number 11 on the Billboard 200 chart. The LP would be certified gold by the RIAA on April 22, 1976, and platinum on November 11th of the same year. And on this day, March 15, 1973, legendary comedian Groucho Marx is given credit for the title of Elton John's first number one album. How did that happen? The answer, right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, March 15th, 1973, legendary comedian Groucho Marx is given credit for the title of Elton John's first number one album. According to Philip Norman's 1990s authorized biography, Groucho Marx jokingly pointed his index fingers at Elton, as if holding a pair of six-shooters. John is reported to have put up his hands and said, "Don't shoot me, I'm only the piano player," so naming the album. On the album is one of Elton John's greatest hits, Crocodile Rock.